Just time to check in again with Michael Farquhar, author of Bad Days in History, a gleefully grim chronicle of misfortune, mayhem, and misery for every day of the year. All week he's been telling us stories about the related dates, some devastating, some perhaps like today's, just plain miserable. Michael, what happened on May 7th, 1945?
Well, Robin, that was a terrible day for Harry S. Truman. It was on that day, after the sudden death of President Franklin Roosevelt, that Vice President Harry S. Truman, who is now president, moves into the White House with his wife, Bess, and unfortunately, his mother-in-law, Madge Gates Wallace.
Now, just in case listeners are thinking, how rude of you, you know, the old mother-in-law jokes, this woman, well, she hated Harry Truman.
This is the meanest mother-in-law in history. At one point when he's running against Dewey in that famous race.
1948.
You've got Madge, the mother-in-law, going, why would Harry run against that nice Mr. Dewey? I know dozens of men better qualified to be in the White House rather than Mr. Truman. So in that famous episode where Truman is forced to fire MacArthur, you've got Madge piping in, why didn't he let General MacArthur run the Korean War the way he wanted to? This is from the White House valet. Mrs. Wallace always thought Harry Truman wouldn't amount to anything. It galls her to see him in the White House running the country. Because Harry was a farm boy back in Missouri, and she was the imperious queen of independence. She never thought this guy was good enough for her daughter, and she never let him forget it.
Michael Farquhar, author of Bad Days in History, will check in one last day tomorrow. Thank you.
Robin, thank you.